Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 8th, 2018. Welcome to day 413.
And you're right about the swamp. Say it again. Right? You better believe it. Boy, that is... That is a, you know, I said that about a week ago, and I didn't like it that much, didn't sound that great, and the whole world picked it up. So it shows you what I know. It's crazy. Drain the swamp. We're going to drain the swamp of Washington. We're going to have fun doing it. We're all doing it together. It is funny.
White House counsel Don McGahn has issued 24 ethics waivers, which allow ex-lobbyists and corporate lawyers to help regulate the very industries in which they previously worked. NBC News says Trump signed an executive order a week into his presidency that barred former lobbyists and lawyers from participating in matters that they previously lobbied for or worked on for private clients, purportedly as a way to prevent corruption and drain the swamp. Next, the New York Times says Trump asked Don McGahn and Reince Priebus about their discussions with Robert Mueller's investigators. In one episode, Trump wanted McGahn to issue a statement denying that McGahn told investigators that Trump once asked him to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller. McGahn had to remind Trump that he did ask him to have Mueller fired. In the other, Trump asked Priebus how his interview with Mueller's investigators had gone and wanted to know whether they were nice. The Hill and the New York Times are reporting that Jared Kushner met with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto on Wednesday in the wake of a contentious phone call about Trump's proposed wall on the southern U.S. border. Kushner, however, did not invite the U.S. ambassador to Mexico to accompany him on the trip. Ambassador Roberta Jacobson is among the State Department's top Latin American experts, with more than 30 years of diplomatic experience in the region. And finally, HuffPost says the head of Trump's voter fraud commission acknowledged that their plan for identifying voter fraud wasn't a good one. The White House wanted to check voter information against federal databases in order to identify people who are on voting rolls illegally. And a new poll from Quinnipiac shows 41% of American voters think Trump is the worst president since World War II. The same poll shows Trump with a 38% approval rating. And now to the notables, the list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, California Governor Jerry Brown shot back at Jeff Sessions and Trump after the administration sued the state over its immigration laws.
What Jeff Sessions said is simply not true. And I call upon him to apologize to the people of California to bringing the mendacity of Washington to California and trying to insert discord and division, and I might add, dysfunctionality in a state that's really working.
Two, Trump is very unhappy with Sarah Huckabee Sanders over her handling of questions about his alleged affair with adult film actress Stormy Daniels.
I do have a question about something you said earlier in response to Jeff's question. You said that there's arbitration that's already been won. By whom and when?
By the president's personal attorneys, and for details on that, I would refer you to them.
But you're aware of them, so what can you share with us?
I can share that that the arbitration was won in the president's favor, and I would refer you to the president's outside counsel on any details beyond that.
Three, the head of the U.S. Forest Service resigned following reports of sexual harassment and retaliation at the agency. And four, 11 countries will sign a revised Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which spans a market of about 500 million people. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.